You're listening to the Ask Patricia Show podcast.
Hello, welcome to another Ask Patricia Show. I hope you're all doing fantastic, having a great day. Thanks for joining me on today's show. Let me do another quick shout out. I want to say hi to all our listeners listening in from South Korea, those of you listening in from Japan, those of you listening in from China, those of you listening from Canada, and of course, right here in London. Great welcome to you. Right now, today, I'm having a look at women like you, women like me, doing great things, inspirational things, despite our troubled time. And such a lady is the fantastic Santonye that's joining me on today's show. Santonye, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, Patricia. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. You're one of my amazing women that I put aside. I was thinking there are so many people that inspire me. And I thought, well as inspiring me, you can inspire somebody else. So I want to know, what is it that inspires you to do what you do and do it so well?
Oh, well, thank you so much for, you know, even thinking of me.
Of course.
I'm so honoured. But, what inspires me to do what I do? Well, I'm a motivational speaker.
Yes.
And also an entrepreneur. So I have a book publishing company and an events management company where we do a lot of personal development events and encourage individuals to start their own businesses. And I'm also a life coach as well.
Oh, so. My gosh. When do you have time to breathe, so, Tonya? How do you do
it? I know. Even as I was saying it, I was like, I need to take a breath. But you know what? I do what I do, and I do all the things that I do because I've come to a point where I have come to accept that God has actually given me so many gifts and so many talents to impact this world and to change, you know, the way that people think about themselves and to help individuals to achieve their goals and their dreams. So God has given me all of these gifts and these talents and it's only right that the time that I have on this earth, I actually bring those gifts, you know, to fruition, and I actually become actually become what God has. I'm so sorry, Patricia.
No, you're sounding good.
Let me start again. Yes, so God has given me all these gifts to impact the world, and my purpose is to every day release those gifts to impact lives and to help individuals become all that God has called them to become.
Oh my gosh. Now, listen, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to ask a woman her age, but have you got to 30 even?
Not yet. That will be next year.
Oh my gosh, you're just such a youngster. I do wish that when I was your age, I was that put together and I was that clued up.
Thank you so much.
Because to have that kind of mindset and that kind of focus, I mean, you've got to be on an upward trajectory. You've got to be in a very powerful place because that's powerful work you're doing.
Oh, thank you so, so much. Well, you know, I just love doing what I do, and I love seeing individuals achieve their goals and their dreams and to, you know, start their own business or to write a book that they never thought they could write. So I just love what I do. I do it full time as well. This is what I do day in and day out, just helping individuals achieve their goals and their dreams and live a fulfilled and happy life as well.
What do you say to people that always come up with this question, but what's in it for me? What do I get out of it? Because your life seems to be about empowering everybody else.
Okay, so you mean as in what's in it for like me?
Yeah, because you know, some people, it's all about me and what I can do and how I can get better. They're not necessarily thinking about how can I serve other people.
Well, the thing is, the greatest gift that you can, you know, offer somebody is being able to help them, to be of service to them.
Right.
A lot of the, you know, the inventions or businesses around have all come about through being able to meet a need.
Right.
To meet,
yes.
A need that somebody else can't meet.
Hence like
why
that.
Somebody would spend money, you know, to buy something or invest in something because they need it.
Absolutely.
You know, the whole reason why, you know, a bagless Hoover was invented was because some, you know, people realize I don't want to keep emptying out a bag.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So whenever you meet a need, then that means that you're in line for being successful because you're helping somebody do something that they couldn't do. So you know, I do what I do not for myself, but because I understand the gift of being able to be a blessing to others, and that's how I just get my fulfillment. That's how I you know, wake up every day and I feel like I'm I'm doing something great because I'm able to help others. I'm not, you know, just pushing papers around or counting money. I'm actually talking to people, creating products and organizing events that helps individuals. So that's what I get a fulfillment from doing
from that. Now, let me ask you, because, you know, as much as I'm really inspired by what you're saying, I know you're a human being, you know, I know you're flesh and blood, just like me and all our listeners. So there must be mornings when you wake up and you think, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm really tired today. I'm not feeling it. I mean, how do you get over those days when it's all a bit, you know, another day like this, what now?
Okay, well, I think I'm quite a well-balanced individual. So I take on what I can. And I also do have breaks as well. So I don't work, you know, every hour of the day. You know, I do take breaks. I do relax. You know, I spend time with my family. Just had a baby. So even now, you know, I'm even more, you know, thinking, trying to relax. You know, that's why for me, it's important to do what you love doing. So that the motivation comes naturally. Sometimes, you know, people that, you know, go to work and are working in a job that they're not happy and they're not going to be motivated. They're not going to want to get up, you know, in the morning.
Not really.
It's going to be a drag. So I love what I do. So it's not work. It's just like, I would do this anyway.
Oh, wow.
You know, I would just do it anyway. Somebody called me and they said, oh, you know, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. Just naturally, I would want to encourage them. I would want to find a solution or help them find a solution. So it's what I do naturally. And I've now turned that into my cash machine, which makes it even more exciting. But I do try and I have that balance. I do take breaks. I have a lot of fun. I go out a lot with my friends.
Oh, well done.
You know, and and I only take on what I can so that I'm not overloaded with so much on my head.
Now, you've managed to do something which I know a lot of people would love to do, which is the thing that they're passionate about. You've managed to turn it into a profit, because sometimes we do things and it's kind of a hobby. We love doing it, but we haven't quite figured out how to make it pay. Now, how did you manage to cross that divide there?
Okay, so I would say one of the hobbies that I used to do that I then crossed over to now I make money from is my speaking.
Okay.
So, you know, like I said, I'm a motivational speaker.
Yes.
I go around to different schools, different organizations, and I give talks on goal setting, breaking through your barriers, overcoming your excuses, and, you know, how to put together a defined action plan so you can go from A to B, etc.
Right.
So when I've written a book called No More Excuses. So when I wrote my first book, that kind of launched me into people inviting me to come and speak at different events.
Indeed.
But that was just, you know, come and share your story, come and share some tips, and, you know, it was, you know, we're giving you an opportunity to kind of promote yourself. So the more I did that, that allowed me to practice, that allowed me to actually understand what sort of message I wanted to deliver. So it allowed me to kind of perfect my message I was given now. It also allowed me to build contacts, to build my database for more people to become aware of who I am and what I do.
Right.
But then I started to then realize that, okay, now I'm at a stage where I can actually start to charge for people to ask me to come and talk.
Right.
So even if it's to come and talk for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, that's my time, that's my knowledge. I've invested, you know, into my own knowledge by paying to go on courses, which I'm now going to give to others.
Absolutely.
So it's worthwhile for me to now start charging people.
Yes.
I didn't do it at the beginning. I wanted to get to a point where if I now said, okay, it's going to cost this amount for me to come out, it would be like, okay, yes, we understand, because we've seen your history, heard you speak, we've got the testimonials, and yes, we are happy to pay you. So that's kind of the transition I made from okay, I'll do it for free,
to
now
at
I'm at a point where I would like to get paid. And I also obviously created a website, so I then sometimes hobbies don't have different, like the business elements such as a website, business card, a brochure.
Right.
So I put all of those things together so that when I was now approached, even a booking form, it was now the stance I would take was more of a professional stance where I'm doing this as a business now. Here's my booking form. Here's my invoice. Here's my website.
Yes.
Here's presentation I'm going to present to you, mm-hmm. It changed from, okay, I'll just come along now and talk for about 10 minutes.
That's so good. So let me ask you now, in the process of all of that, have you had any tough lessons? Because anybody who's in business, particularly in recent times, you know, it's been very challenging. Have you had any tough lessons in particular that you've taken away?
Yes. One tough lesson I experienced was when I was writing my second book, which is a children's book, and it's got illustrations in it. And I was working with a young man that he was an illustrator. So I would provide kind of the text and the content for the book, and he was to illustrate what I wanted. So we were like, okay, more or less we'll partner on this, you know, 50-50, and that's how we'll move forward. But because it was my baby, my passion, my vision, my idea, he was slightly dragging his feet, not on purpose, but he had other commitments that were more important to him. So, you know, we got to a point where we now missed a deadline that I would have wanted for the book to come out. And I was, you know, really disheartened, and I was like, you know, this is not going to happen. I told myself that I had to wait for him. And I just, more or less kind of, I put the book to the side and said, okay, next year I'll pick it up again. But then what I learned from that was actually when it's your dream, your baby, don't leave it in somebody else's hands. You take control. There's always a solution to any problem or challenge you're facing. So when I started to rethink about what I was trying to achieve, I then realized I have enough time to contact another illustrator, get them to work to my schedule, paid money, because if I wasn't going to pay because it was a 50-50 thing, put money down to get the work needed, and within 2 weeks the book was done and it was ready for Christmas, which is what the initial plan was.
I love that
was one of the obstacles, and I think in really what I'm saying is that people can be obstacles in a sense where some people will let you down along the way. Some people will say that, you know, I'm going to invest in your business, and then they pull out. Some people might even try and tarnish your business name. So individuals can really impact on your business, but you then determine what sort of impact they will have, if they have any at all. And then how you choose to bounce back from a situation will determine whether you sink or you
I love that. Right, in our final minute there, Tonya, just tell me, do you have a sentence of encouragement or inspiration to anybody listening that's thinking, I'd like to be like, so Tonya, what would you recommend?
Okay, well, number one, I would say, don't try and be like me. And there's a quote I recently read, because many of us are born unique, but too many of us die as copies. So we are all unique. We all have an individual purpose to achieve on this earth. So my advice would be, identify your gifts, your talents, what you're good at, what you love, and then go for it 100%. You know, tomorrow is not promised, so what are you going to do with what you have today? You have 24 hours in one day. How are you splitting up your time? What resources are you tapping into? Who are you connecting with? What books are you reading? What environment are you creating for yourself? What are you doing so that your tomorrow is different from today, so that you can see yourself becoming what you desire to become? So identify what it is you want to do in this life, and then second, go for it. Go for it. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't allow anyone to discourage you. Just go for it, because one day that thought that you had will become a reality.
Amazing. Thank you so much. That's so powerful. Now listen, my darling, before you go, please let us have your website details, how to get in touch with you. I know my listeners would love to do so.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. You're my website is www.sotonyaderu. So that's SOTONYEDERU.com. So www.sotonyaderu.com.
Oh, fantastic. Well, so Tonya, as I expected, you've been truly inspirational, and I know you continue to do so. So I'm wishing you so much more success and more power to you, my darling.
Oh, thank you so much, Patricia. And, you know, well done with all that you're doing as well. You are truly inspirational, and you know, you've had the vision for what you're doing, and you're doing it, you're making it happen, you're impacting lives. You're just truly amazing.
I love you Group hug, group hug. All right, sweetheart, have a great day and enjoy that baby of yours.
I will, thank you.
All right, darling, take care.
All right, bye
bye. Well, I love speaking to you. So, Tonya, she's inspirational as per usual. And as she says, go out and get it. Go out and do it. It's all up to you. Don't be a copy. I'm leaving you with Mary Mary, who say, go get it. It's been The Arts Patricia Show.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they've been show muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Oh, yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you there. See, everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours, because you've been you got it.